This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Women and people of color who own businesses in Denver have a new option for funding. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber reports on Denver City Council's Monday approval.
City Council unanimously approved using $15 million of the city's marijuana sales tax for the fund. That's 1% of cannabis tax revenue. It's part of a larger city and nationwide effort to promote equity in the business world. The money will go through the New Community Transformation Fund Denver, a venture capital fund for underrepresented groups. The fund will run through July 2025, with the possibility for extensions. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
West Nile cases in Colorado are at their highest level in nearly a decade. CPR's Paulo Shalseta reports people who have contracted the virus so far this year are experiencing more severe illness.
West Nile cases, reports of serious symptoms, and hospitalizations have doubled since September. The latest state data shows 195 cases and 13 deaths so far this year. While overall numbers remain similar to last year's, the number of neuroinvasive cases, when infected people develop a severe illness that impacts the central nervous system, has reached the most since 2003. West Nile virus is most commonly spread through mosquito bites. I'm Paulo Shalseta, CPR News.
A high-stakes legal battle between the Regional Transportation District and its commuter rail contractor could soon be resolved. The two parties sued each other over delays and cost overruns more than 4 years ago. The contractor wants more than $100 million in damages. RTD countersued for more than $25 million. The judge in the case says he'll issue a verdict by late next month. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, it's Fresh Air.